What? No, man, I'm seriously asking. What is this show, man? Two guys making a podcast. Got a lot to say, so we talk fast. If it's Thursday night, say Atlas. Two hosts, not miscast. Mike and Johnny, bring the bomb blast. On your Facebook feed, never bypass. Saying bad stuff, leave you flabbergast. Our spots, not super fast. Still, much better than a newscast. Miss the live show, rebroadcast. The Tangent Podcast, never outclassed, man. Tangent Podcast with Mike and Johnny, bringing the schmears. Rock for rookies, represent. Let's get the show started, man.
It's Tangent.
Episode 2 of the intercamp sessions of Tangent Podcast with Mike and Johnny. The reason I say that is because we're going to be away. But before I say that, alongside Mike, I am Johnny. And you are listening to us either on Mixler.com/Maximum-Mike, or you're with us live. But you're not, because there's nobody watching live.
Nobody watching. It's an all-new record high. But we do have one listener, two listeners on Mixler.com, Vonix, who I know that
is
you know.
Is my coworker.
What's up, dog? Yo, this whole show is only for you, plus one elsewhere. It's going to be a good episode. It's going to be a chill episode because, fuck it, we're so goddamn tired. You're tired because you work, and I'm tired because I honestly feel what I'm doing is harder than working.
Because you were so sick the last couple of days.
It's not the sickness. It's not the sickness. And I don't want to keep harping on it, because I know that I did last week, but I feel so bad for elementary school teachers.
Right, because you're running around against a bunch of kids all day long.
This is crazy. Just anyone, all the people who say that elementary school teachers are just babysitters, obviously there's a lot more work to it, but just having to deal, nobody fucking wants to be a babysitter. You can be a babysitter for one kid. You can be a babysitter for a bunch of babies. But imagine the most amount of kids ever that you would not want to spend time with. And that's what being a teacher is for elementary school. And it sucks.
My side story, my mother used to tell me about how, you know, because in America, the rules about who you can and can't touch is completely insane and crazy. My mother was a kindergarten teacher for most of her career. And
she wasn't allowed to touch the kids?
She wasn't allowed to touch the kids. But what would happen is,
you can't do the job without touching the kids.
That's the thing. That what would happen is a kid would come out of the bathroom with his pants down, being like, can you pull my pants up? And what she, by law, she was not allowed to help them pull their pants up. What was she supposed to do? She pulled the pants up. Like, the kid can't be walking around with his little wee-wee hanging out.
No, it's I'll tell you what. It's really interesting. I saw this article. I like saying I watched an article.
Yeah, well,
I just like that cut. It's like, welcome to 2017. Oh, did you read this article? No, I watched an article. I watched an article and I read a movie.
Past.
I read a movie.
I'll tell you about an article I watched in a minute, literally, but go ahead.
Okay, so it was an article about this teacher who had sex with her 17-year-old student, and she, like, in court said that she had sex with him over 1,000 times, which, I mean, kudos. She was good-looking, and I know that we have, like, a double standard for women, but now she's, like, making pornos and just, like, woo! Like, on the day that she was due in court, she filmed one in the morning, and then it was, like, posted already by the time she... It's, like, crazy
stuff.
Well,
she seems to be a good decision maker.
Right. 100%. But I was thinking about it, how the female teachers in my school hug the female students all the time, and also, like, hug the male students all the time. And that's totally okay. But, like, for me, I don't... You know, the male teachers can't, like, do any of that.
Look at my hands!
Yeah.
Look at my hands.
It happens all the time where like, one of the female students will, like, touch me. But, like, you know, they're chiloni, and they touch everybody. And so they'll go up to them, they'll put, like, and they'll be like, oh, Michael, and I'll be like, whoa, no, I need an adult here, hands up, and I'll be like, you can't do that. The first time a girl ever touched me, I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, are there cameras? Oh, my God, I didn't do anything. And they just... They think they're adults. They think they're
But they
adults.
Also are very touchy as just as human beings.
It's crazy. It's crazy. They have to give each other hugs every single break, every time they see each other.
They
a lot of lap sitting.
There's a lot of lap sitting.
Especially when you're wearing really tight pants, which I don't know.
I never wear really tight
pants. No, what I'm saying, like, okay, you remember you in high school. I remember me in high school.
I went to a boys' school.
Okay.
So there was probably a lot less lap sitting.
You were horny, right?
Correct.
So was I. If a girl in tight pants had sat on my lap in high school, even as a, hey, like, what's up, friend?
Did that happen at the Hebrew Academy a lot?
No, it didn't. But I'm saying, like, if it did happen, it would immediately have given me a boner. Like,
it's problematic. No, that doesn't happen to me as a teacher.
No. I'm not saying as a teacher, because anyway, you're old and you're then and that.
But you're right. Different. But you're 100% right.
As a high school, what about another boy in the high school?
How they have never sat on my lap either.
No, you don't understand. Listen to me.
No, okay, I understand what you're saying. I don't know how they deal with that. I don't know how they deal with it.
I want to pull one of, like, maybe, Michael, check this out. Maybe because they're all, are they all, do we assume they're all sexually active?
I think, but, no, not all of them. Some of them half are just them, nerdy.
Half of them?
I think a lot of them are.
Let's say 40% of them are sexually active.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you're already, like, sexually active, and a girl sits on your lap, maybe it's no big deal.
But and the ones who aren't getting lap sat are not sexually active, so it must be... They're not getting lap sat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. You guess. You're like, is that guy doing it? I don't know. But that guy's dating that girl, but that girl sitting in that guy's lap, why doesn't it bother that girl? Like, there's, like... I could never imagine, like, a situation where a guy and a girl who aren't dating, who's dating someone else, can have another girl sit in his lap. That's crazy.
You can't, like, if you saw your wife sitting on another dude's lap, you would be weirded out beyond all measure.
Yes.
And then maybe angry.
Yes. Yeah. But they're totally cool with it.
Right, because it's a bunch of casual sex.
But I'll tell you what, though, it's not. Because every once in a while, I've seen there was this girl and a guy, two students of mine, who started dating in 9th grade. They're now a year out of high school, and they're still together. It's been 6 years.
That's cute. My parents were high school sweethearts.
From Cleveland?
Yeah.
Oh. How long have Jews been in Cleveland?
I'd say probably about 125 years.
No, I mean in the sense that it's like, in Houston, all of my friends left Houston. Like, one stayed.
It's weird. They were the generation, second generation, like... All their parents, all their friends' parents that were Jews.
Where'd your dad go to college?
What, Yeshiva University.
So that's weird that he didn't end up staying there. That's what I mean.
They all ended up coming back. Him and most of his generation, they all ended up coming back. And then there was like a generation that all
left. So your dad has a bunch of high school buddies in Cleveland with him?
Yeah, dude, they have a Shabbos group where they learn together every Shabbat afternoon. They've been learning together for 34 years.
That's crazy.
They're friends from elementary school. Shout out to the boys.
I don't live in the same town as... Like, I live in a country where we're all an hour away, but none of us live in the same area in this country.
So a lot of my... So what happened was, is, like, there's a generation in between me and my parents who all, like, left Cleveland. And then there's my generation who all came back. What?
Facebook Live just sent me a message. Want to see who's watching your video? Swipe left. And I swipe left and it said, we'll show you people here when they start watching your video.
They're like, made you look.
Made you look, seriously. So I wanted to say, this couple who are absolutely amazing, the kid, the boy, got moved to my class because he got kicked out of every other class. And he was like a bad kid. He was like disturbing. And this girl, she's like, that kid's good looking. And then she like put a leash around his neck and like made him an A student. And he graduated from like a major in physics and everything. Because he'd be like, can I go hang out with the guys? No, you have to go home and do your homework. Okay.
Wow, and he stuck with her.
In 9th grade, 10th, 11th.
And he stuck with her.
Yeah.
She must have, like, some kind of hold over him. It's a perfect relationship.
Some kind.
Is she hot?
What?
Is she attractive?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because I'm a teacher?
I don't know. You could say she's not in high school anymore.
No, she's not. She's 2 years. That's not important right now. What's up, Yosef Rappaport? Good to see you. Okay, I really do want to get into, for those of you that are interested in fun activities that you can do with your kids, Don't do the following activity.
No. Do the following activities, just don't do them at the same time.
Okay, so Tuesday night, my wife and I decided, I want to give a quick shout out to my wife, I want to say happy anniversary, and one of the reasons that she's quite possibly one of the coolest people on the planet is the following reason. Today is our anniversary. Today, August 10th. And we're not going out tonight because...
Tangent.
Because of Tangent Podcast. She's like, well, we can't go out Thursday night on our anniversary because you have the podcast. Let's move it to Tuesday. First of all, it's fucking awesome, okay? So I'll be jealous. But, so Tuesday night we went out. We had some stay. We went to a restaurant called Bistro 56.
Sure. You okay? Love that place.
I love that place. But one of the reasons we were like, we have to go back there is because we heard that the whole mall is closing down. That they're closing down
Canyon
the mall.
Canyon Arena is closing
down? It's closing down. Apparently it's been sold 6 times in the last 5 years, and each time for less and less and less money.
No kidding.
Half the stores are empty in that place, even though it was booming. Like, there were just people everywhere. But here's the deal. So now, they're not going to be stores there anymore, and it's going to be turned into offices.
Wow.
So that means, though, that all the restaurants might still stay open. Sure. Because just
they'll
like
lunch
just like at
that.
The
yeah, they'll offer 10
what's
base
it called
and all
like
that.
The IBM where all those restaurants are in that area, the
yeah.
Alfredo and all
yeah,
that
yeah,
here
yeah.
In Pennsylvania, right, that whole area. So anyway, so we go there and I had the wings as my appetizer, and a huge steak, and then I got the chocolatey souffle thing, right? Either way, so already Wednesday morning, I'm like, oh my God, I ate way too much last night and then went straight to sleep. But here's the deal, though. Here's the important thing. Usually Camp Daddy involves, okay, you have a thing you have to do. You have to go there at 10 or 11 or whatever the hell you want to go there. No. We have to be there at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. because we went to go volunteer for the organization called Leket. Okay? Leket is an organization where you just go to fields where the farmers or the owners of the fields are like, I got way too much food. You can pick from this part of the crop and just give it to poor people. And I'm like, okay, that's a pretty cool Camp Daddy activity because I'm making my kids do positive things, but we're also out in the field. Like, we take our kids fruit picking all the time. They fucking love it, right? But the issue is usually they get to like, nom, 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 while they're fruit picking. Here you don't get to do that because it's for poor people. So Leket usually like, hey, come pick some fruit or vet tomatoes or cucumbers, stuff like that. So we arrived to this field and this woman there, I think she was South African, so she's like speaking in Hebrew with this great accent, and then she's like, okay, so we're in this field now. It's a melon field. And we're like, what? And each melon was like that big because it's all the leftovers.
Size of a football.
These things weighed a ton. And each one is laying on the ground covered in these thorny vines with little prickly things on them. First of all, one kid, Ariella, who's 4, couldn't pick it up. Couldn't pick that shit up at all. She had to take these little like rugby-sized tiny ones. And Shalva was like, trying to do it. So I'm the one who's like removing them all. I'm the one who's getting my shit covered, my hands covered in all these thorns. We're out there for an hour and a half. After the first hour, the woman who was in charge was like, I can't believe you guys are still here. Like, she was just like, I didn't expect this. They had never gone to that field before, so they were just like, I don't know what this is. So even the woman was like, this is insane. We filled up 2 huge crates. Like, I couldn't even...
Were there other people there?
There were 2 other families there. There was one, I want to say, Chiloni family. They were Americans. They weren't religious, based simply on dress.
Okay.
I'm guessing. And they arrived there by bus. Like, they took a bus to get to this place. And they were also kids around 11, 12 years old. But the mother, she was like, she was crazy. And the kids were, like, lagging and, you know, sitting in the sun. Then this, like, Israeli religious family showed up. They brought, like, 5 kids with them. 3 of them were, like, way too young to do anything. And then there were 2 of them. Like, okay, and the parents were like, come on, kids, let's go into the field. 2 seconds later, the guy picks up his phone and starts having an argument with his sapak, or his lawyer, and he's off to the side, right, not doing anything. The wife just has her camera out the whole time going, come on, kids, come on, and the kids are like, we're not doing anything, and they maybe picked, like, 10 melons, and then they left.
They fucked up.
But they got the pictures.
Well, that's all that they...
So that was a little, but either way, so I worked there for an hour and a half. I was, first of all, it was hot. It was sweaty. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. I was full of steak. It was prickly. And I'm like, I'm going to show my kids that this is a good thing. And the whole time we were talking, and I'm like, guys, and mitzvahs, and it's so important. And then Shabbat's like, yeah, you're getting a lot of mitzvahs. I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, I'm not bat mitzvah yet, so you're getting all my mitzvahs. And I was like, shit,
So you gotta tell her, like, but when you get bat mitzvah, you get them all back.
Is that true? I don't know.
Fuck, who cares? Lie to your kids.
So what I told him, I was like, no, man, just like you're lifting the melons and you're working your physical muscles, you're also working your spiritual muscles by doing this. Because how are you going to do mitzvahs when you hit 12 if you've never done them before? Your mitzvah muscles aren't going to be strong. And I saw Shama, she's just like, there's some sense to what you say, wise one. Okay. And then she went, and the kids were great, and that was awesome. So fine. So what am I trying to get to right now? The point is that, so we're sweating. It's 30 degrees, 31 degrees Celsius outside. That's a lot of hot.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of hot. So this is at 8 o'clock in the morning. We do it for an hour and a half.
Don't forget, you're looking at 60 to 70%.
Okay,
humidity.
We're sweating. We're dying. Okay, we finished that thing at 9:30. We were supposed to be there until 10. And the woman was like, seriously, we filled two crates. I didn't think we would do that. It's horrible outside. You guys should just go. And we're like, okay, cool. We've been let go. The next thing on the plan was the following, okay? Ice skating. We went ice skating at Hechal Kerach in Cholon. It's awesome. I haven't been to an ice skating rink since I was 9, 10 years old, okay?
Okay.
Since we live back in the back.
Was it super crowded?
It wasn't super crowded. It was not super crowded. There were a lot of kids there. You pay for like a 45-minute stint. They put a little thing in your band, and then you go. Now, my kids have never been on rollerblades. My kids have never seen this much ice in their whole life. I then proceed, by the way, really difficult to ice skate with two kids who don't know how to ice skate.
Sure.
Forget about one. You know, I ran into a friend of ours, Morty Esther's brother-in-law.
DeRoven? No.
Esther Kelman.
Rapp.
Morty Rapp. So he was there with his daughter, but he was smart. He brought one kid. So he's skiing around with his one kid, holding her under the arms, okay? I have two kids. My youngest, who's 4, was literally running her legs like a cartoon, like the just flipping all over the place. She couldn't lock her legs and stand. Shalva was attached like Spider-Man to the wall and just taking steps all the way around, and I'm holding him up and all of my muscles and my legs, because I haven't put, like, you know, you have to like tighten them really.
Yeah,
like, you're a northern guy, right? You probably gone ice skating a lot when you were a kid.
Sure.
So I went ice skating once or twice as a kid, and I couldn't do it, so I usually just sat on the side, and then I learned how to rollerblade, and then I never went ice skating again. First of all, it's not that expensive. Secondly, it was a lot of fun. You just sort of go in circles.
Well,
really,
what
all
else
there
you
is in
do?
Ice skating. They have lessons and shit. Like, you can get lessons for your
when
kids.
When we would go in Cleveland, it would be, every time it was the same. There would be all the people going just in circles together, and then
chatting,
of course, there would be like one girl who had a little bit of training, and she's in the middle, and she's spinning around and doing her thing, and you're like, stop showing off.
So the point is that all of that was insanely physically strenuous, okay? I could feel, forget about it, I've just been lifting melons for an hour and a half. Now I'm lifting kids from the bottom who are, they're being completely dragged down while I'm trying to stay balanced at the same time. Also, hot, cold. Hot, cold, freezing, okay? I didn't bring a sweatshirt. I didn't think about it.
Smash cut two.
An hour later, we get home. I'm white. I'm not feeling well. And I'm like, okay, I just need a little bit of time to myself. 10 minutes later, I'm vomiting my brains out. Okay? So my voice right now is from the vomiting. Now, my stomach muscles, I want you to put a hand on. Feel how hard that is.
Yeah, you exercise.
Isn't that crazy? It's no, but I don't know if it's from the strenuous exercise or the vomiting or the other stuff I've been doing in the bathroom for the last day. But either way, my whole thing is fucked up, and I think the lesson from all of this is I'm still not going to exercise. I think that's the main purpose of this story, that there's still no way that I'm going to exercise.
All right, well, I'm glad that I'm at least glad that you're feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And I hope that you feel even more better soon. No, it's tough. I know. It's like,
my issue right now is I'm feeling like,
I don't understand.
I kind of want to go back to work.
To get away from Camp Daddy?
I want to go back to work. Today, I had to take Shalva and another friend. We went to this cool shit, which I actually recommend to a lot of people, called Clicasso. Right? Like Picasso, but clay casa.
You pick a clay thing, you paint it, and then you go home.
Just like my mug. It was awesome. I know I've spoken about it before on the show. It was a lot of fun today. We took them to a Sanaa. There were like 13 other kids, and I just sat on the side, and then they just...
We used to have a place like that in Cleveland. It was called Plaster Playground.
Plaster Playground.
And it was right next to the kosher pizza shop, so there were a lot of birthday parties at Plaster Playground.
So it was, in all, I'm just fucking exhausted. I'm exhausted.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us here. No, I'm kidding. We'll stick around for a little while longer. So basically what's going on now is that next week I will be going to America, and I'll be gone for 2 weeks. So after that, I guess we'll start season four. And
I'm very excited. What I did was I actually... I'm preparing.
By the way, thanks for the like, Galneve. I've got a little bit of a bone to pick with you, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
I have been making a playlist for Johnny. For apparently, when Johnny's going to be in America, he's going on a short road trip.
It's not that short. I'll be driving 14 hours over the course of 2 days. 7 hours each way.
7 hours each way. A cool lone road trip from Chicago to Cleveland.
How am I getting it from you, by the way?
So I'm going to upload this show onto rockforrookies.com/shuffle. The shuffle page. It's not going to be a episode of Rock for Rookies. It's not going to be Tangent. It's just going to be on the site. All you got to do is download it to your phone when you have some Wi-Fi. All
right, cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm making this now. In the beginning, I was like, okay, it's got to be a road trip. It's got to have, like, total, you know, it's got to be, like, it's got to all be perfect for, like, that, oh, I'm driving on the road. Oh, look, here come the towns.
It's not individual songs, right? It's one long...
Long episode. I'll be talking on it. Okay?
Cool.
It's going to be me and you on a road trip. But in the beginning, I was like, it all has to be themed, you know? And he's going to be on the road. It's got to be America. And I was going through it. And then you told me about that singer you love, Bruce Hornsby.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to Bruce Hornsby. I'm like, oh my God, I hate this so much.
Really? Oh, it's so good. What were you listening to?
I don't know. I went onto YouTube and it was like Bruce Hornsby. And then it started playing other. Right. There was that song. So that song's going to be on your list. Shut the fuck up.
The way it is? Is that the only one?
I don't know. I don't know. I went through a bunch of other stuff. And then I'm like. And then I was, over the last few days, I drive every single day now because I'm Camp Daddy, we're driving all over the country. And these songs keep coming out, I'm just like, oh, this is such a good song. Fuck Johnny, he's listening to this song. I don't care. But here's the thing, I can promise you this, I'm not playing any specific songs that you hate.
Okay.
Well, like, I'm not putting on Cotton Eye Joe.
No,
even though I found a metal cover of it.
Why would you do that?
I'm not putting on something
you
would dislike.
Why would you?
But you're gonna have to listen to some pop punk music.
We'll see.
We're gonna listen. If you like Ocean Avenue, there's no way that there isn't another song out there.
And you think you found it?
I think that I found a song that I like.
Well, how hard could that be? So I'm excited to listen to that. I'm not.
But you have to make a solid. You have to do Boy Scouts. Were you ever a Boy Scout?
No.
Were you ever...
I'll give you this one.
Okay, so raise that up. Okay, raise that up. Solemnly promise that on your middle finger, you will not turn it off. You have to listen to the episode.
I'll listen to the episode.
The whole episode.
I got nothing better to do.
Whole episode. Okay, cool.
I'm basically, my plan is not to listen to it until I get to Gary, Indiana. Once I'm out of Chicago, because... What's going to happen is I'm going to get stuck in morning traffic on my way out. But once I get out of Chicago and I'm in Gary and I'm across the bridge, then...
Yeah, Talia, thank you for sharing Tangent Podcast. Thank you so much. Awesome.
Right.
I know you're watching it.
I'm looking very much forward to driving. I'm looking forward to Michael's Mix. I'm going to download some episodes of some podcasts that are, like, ridiculously long. And it should be good.
It's not, guys. By the way, guys, it's not that we don't have anything to talk about today. It's just technically, welcome to Tangent Podcast. We're still on season break. We're doing this so we can chat, and also we don't want to, you know, we miss you guys. And that's really what we're doing. We don't have any big deep dives, no big things. Though I did want to ask you a question. Because it keeps popping up on my news feed on the Facebook, and that's where all of life exists. What's the deal with people hating Bibi Netanyahu? I mean, they hate him.
Yeah, they do.
Some people, they hate him so much. A lot of the gays hate him.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, well, because he cozies up to the Haredim and the Haredim hate the gays. Okay, keep going.
Has he done anything overtly anti-gay?
Not at all.
Okay, and then I understand there's like... the corruption that we're talking about, right? In every place that I see they talk about corruption, they're like, he accepted a lavish gift from that guy and also maybe that guy.
Right.
It's like two things.
Right.
Two small.
Yeah, but is it illegal?
Okay. By calling him super corrupt, well, I expect that he's like pulling Ulmer, like signing away land deals and this.
People say it's been a cycle that's been happening for decades.
Yeah, they've been trying to catch him time after time after time after time. They haven't done it yet, but every single time something goes up, they're like, "Oh,
right, because he's Teflon BB. Because they've never made anything stick to him until now. Like, I have no idea what the deal is with this whole submarine thing that was going on for a while.
What submarine thing?
Some kind of submarine thing. Yeah, he likes.
Hey, what's up, Elon? Elon's listening from the U.S.
He likes to take. Hey, Elon, what's up? He likes to take. He likes expensive things. People think that he's taking.
Who doesn't like expensive things?
You're an elected official. You shouldn't be taking favors.
I know.
People say that it compromises his ability to effectively govern. But here's the real thing, right? Everybody can hate BB as much as they want, and he can be as corrupt as they say he is. My question is, who you got that's better? I know it's not the good. I know it's not a good answer. But tell me who you got that's better. Who you got? You got the retarded chipmunk, Naftali Bennett? I don't think so. You got, didn't graduate college, what's his name, former news guy?
Yair Lapid.
Yair Lapid? Not so much. Who do you see? Like, that's the thing about BB.
And I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like new politicians.
BB is...
I don't like new politicians.
That's how 98% of the people in this country vote.
For new politicians.
Yeah. No, they hate new politicians.
No, but also, like, a new guy shows up and they're like, yeah, this guy, like Kahlon, right? I know that Kahlon was in for a while, but he shows up, he makes a million promises, and it's like, this guy's making promises. Based on what? Was this guy ever like a fucking governor? Was this like, how does politics work in this country?
Right.
Is this a little like, why would I ever trust anybody? The only person I can or cannot trust are people who are prime ministers.
Look what happened to Naftali Bennett, right?
Also, you have to look at voting. Fine. I would say voting records would make sense, what you vote for and against.
Right.
Right? And by the way, when it comes to Naftali Bennett, just for example... Every chance that he's had to vote to better the lives of the gays in Israel, except for marriage, he has voted for. Every single one.
Okay.
The people in his party are batshit crazy.
My thing with him is that he comes in like they all do and is like, we're going to drain the swamp. I'm the new guy in town. I'm this. I'm that. And all it took was one or two election cycles for him to bend over and take it up the butt from the Haredim. Just lay down like a dog right in front of them. So they're all full of shit. All they want to do is get reelected. And the thing is that the thing about Bibi is that I don't love him so much either, but he's very good on the international scale. You know what I mean? Like, how many other, pick any other member of the Knesset. Tell me one other member of the Knesset who could address Congress as skillfully and as well as Bibi has done in the past.
Nir Barkat.
Okay, that's not a bad thing. He's got the English for it.
Thank you, Carly.
Thank you, Carly, for that explanation. He's not bad.
Batman for Prime Minister.
He's not bad because he's like stops terrorists and stuff. Like, he's a badass.
He's like a good guy, Putin.
Also, he loves Formula One, so I gotta have a part of my heart.
Okay, but how's he with the Haredim? I mean, he runs a city full of them. Yeah, so how's he on the council? I don't know. I was just curious where the vitriol comes from.
Because people always say, when you're in office, people always hate you more than anything else. And then as soon as you're gone, they're like, yeah, we didn't like him when we had him. Boy, we should have been nicer to him when he was around.
Yeah, that was what happened with...
So that's BB, basically. They've been trying to get him for years. They might eventually get him on something.
Listen, I did not vote for the left in the last election.
Right.
Okay? But I was super hoping they would win.
Why?
Because I kind of want change.
You know what?
Like,
you know
that's the reason. You know, I don't, you know, like to, any of their policies, and I don't like any of them.
You know how to get them to win? You know how to help them get to win?
Vote for them?
Yeah.
But I would be voting for them for the wrong reasons.
Who cares what the reason is?
I just want a shake-up.
Vote for your conscience.
That's true. That's why I've not voted every election for the last few years. I voted for the last one, but the one before that, I was like, fuck it, I don't like anybody.
I know that feeling.
That feeling when you're just not bother voting because everyone sucks.
I had that this year.
Everybody
with,
sucked.
With
everybody.
The American election. Didn't vote this year. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. But I didn't. But
I too did not vote, but that's because I didn't get a card.
Yeah. Yeah. I also registered very late, but
I didn't register.
I only did it very half-heartedly anyway. But yeah, so that's that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I also went out to dinner the other night. Me and my wife went out. I had a
what voucher day?
Tuesday.
Bam.
I had a every night we don't hang out together. We hang out with our wives. It happens. We went to a place called Canaan in Tel Aviv. It was excellent. After we ordered, they brought over a plate of spicy wings. They're like, have some wings.
Was it full?
There were five. Oh, was the restaurant full? It was pretty crowded.
When we went there, it was like a table of Israelis being super rowdy. Everyone in flip-flops and shorts at this really nice...
So that's what's funny about that. The restaurant is such a strange thing. First of all, it's in the heart of Tel Aviv. It is in the best possible location, like right at the end of Rothschild Street, in a beautiful location, a nice building, very modern inside. But it's got... And the food is very elegant and high-end, but the atmosphere is very chilled.
It's weird. Well, a lot of the restaurants, like, there are very few restaurants in Tel Aviv where some guy will come up to you and go, would you like a bottle of Chasson de Chasson?
No, it wasn't that. Everybody was really nice. The waitresses were all French, or French descent. Decently French. They were French adjacent. So then, what I started to notice is, I was listening to the music in the place. Do you remember the music in the place at all?
No, I don't.
It was all classic rock. But it wasn't, like, the same 15 to 20 classic rock songs that you hear on every radio station ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There were, like, some interesting songs. And I was like, what? This is great. They played Rapture by Blondie. They played Give Me All Your Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group. There was a Cool in the Gang. There was a Cool in the Gang song in there. It was...
Last time I was there, I remember sweating a lot, like the air wasn't on high enough.
It was freezing inside.
I remember that. Right. I remember the food being excellent. But, okay, the one time ever that I have gone to a restaurant here in Tel Aviv and experienced, like, high-class service, like, I felt that I was not dressed up anywhere near enough.
I wore a tie.
Just good, you wore a tie. Was at Gabriel's? In Jerusalem.
That's a fancy place.
That place was fancy, but they treated us fancy.
Yeah.
With the dessert wine.
Yeah.
And they took out the little cloth for the wine. They gave us little flutes.
Yeah.
And it was really fancy. And it was like upstairs, and I was pissed drunk when I got there.
Yeah.
Because Elle and I were like, we were maybe a year married, and her aunt was like, here's a certain amount of money. Go treat yourselves. This isn't for not rent, not for anything. We didn't have any money back then.
Right.
It was like the first time we'd ever gone to a fancy restaurant. And we're like, you know what we should do? We should go get cocktails before we go to the place. So O'Connell's was right next door. So Elle got herself a...
Manhattan?
No, what's the one?
Cosmopolitan?
With the cranberry juice.
Manhattan?
No.
Cosmopolitan?
No.
It's one of those two.
It's the one with the... It's not either one of those. It's the one that's mostly cranberry juice.
I don't know.
Okay, help me out. What's the cranberry juice cocktail? That's not the point. So she got one of those. I got me a Jack Daniel's neat. And we're sipping. We hadn't eaten in hours. We get to the restaurant. They're like, well, your table's not ready yet. If you could just wait 5 minutes. And I'm literally just swaying. It was amazing. Then they're like, your table's upstairs. I'm like, oh, shit. I said that out loud, obviously, because...
Then you're walking upstairs, everything's swaying.
I'm like holding the sides. We finally sat down. The food was amazingly awesome, but we got a bottle of wine with it.
And you drank the whole bottle?
Ellie and I can't do that. We drank some wine, and then we're like, this is great. And then they're like, oh, we can see that you're, like, celebrating some shit. The dessert wine was on the house. Getting up the stairs was hard. Getting down the stairs was fucking impossible.
I hope you were going back to, like, your parents' house.
We were going back to my parents' house, but we were like, we're too drunk, let's walk home. And it's fucking Jerusalem. That place you can walk, it's not here. It was beautiful weather.
Yeah.
All the way up, whatever the fucking street is, all the way down Azza. Like, it was a good night.
Right.
Ellie and I don't drink anymore.
Right. So I thought about drinking, and then Melissa was like, I don't really want to. Fine. So, we We order. Okay?
Don't forget to share Tangent Podcast.
Also have to say, David, thank you, Dr. Delight, for being here. It is so weird that you're watching us on Facebook and not on Mixlr. Just saying. Moving right along. As the mooch. Okay. So this is the same thing we do at every restaurant we go to. Melissa orders carpaccio because she loves it. Then I order something with raw fish in it. So I had a fish carpaccio. So we traded a little bit of that. It was
great. Should I bother sharing this episode?
Nah, fuck it.
Okay.
We're not going to be here for that much longer. Melissa gets her carpaccio. It's delicious. And it's prepared in a really nice way. What happens sometimes when you get a carpaccio, for those of you who don't know, carpaccio is like acid-cured meat sliced ridiculously thin. And usually what it is, it's kind of just like a layer on the plate. So you have to kind of use your fork and separate it into forkfuls. What they had in the restaurant was individual slices. There were about five different
slices. Like bite-sized slices.
Right, so you scoop one slice up, you get all the little things together, and then you have a bite. It was perfect. I had the fish carpaccio, which was made with grouper. Had crispy fish skin on top and like sauces and stuff. Same thing. It was arranged in a way where you could pick up one forkful with all the different pieces and eat it.
Wait, Melissa got the meat carpaccio?
I got the fish carpaccio, and then we traded a little bit so we could taste each other's dishes.
Okay, here's something weird that Bistro did, really just one question, one thing. So they gave me, I ordered the wings, right? I started with the wings, and they were on this plate, and then they brought me another plate that had a bowl in it that had wet wipes in it. So you know how they like drizzle shit onto your plate to make it look fancy?
Yeah.
So the plate with the bowl with the wipes also had the drizzle on it. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
That's so funny.
It's so weird. Some guy's like, oh, let's put out the plates, okay? And then the guy went, blah, 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 and then he put the bowl on top of the drizzle. It's sort of like
he just kept going, and he didn't realize he needed
to stop. There were like five plates in a row, and I was just like, this seems like a big waste of whatever the fuck this drizzle is, because I've never tasted it before.
Well, you never wiped your wing in it?
No.
Okay, so then it came time for the main course, and we both ordered the main course, which, by the way, I noticed that, like, half the other people in the restaurant had ordered the same thing. It's 300 grams of beef filet with wild rice. Hashtag, I don't like wild rice. Melissa does, so she enjoyed that. I don't like it so much. I don't like that wildness of it. I don't like it. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird flavor. Anyway, and then it comes with a bone, and the bone has, like, fat and marrow heated up in it. And I took a spoonful of it, and I ate it just straight. And I was like, I feel like that's a heart attack waiting to happen. So I was spooning it out. And
dude, their spoons are, like, that big. They're, like, tiny.
I was scooping it out and smearing it onto my steak.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it was so good. So we ate our steaks. We ended up only eating...
Wait, how did it taste just without the steak?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it rare, so it was real rare. It was amazing. And then we ended up each only eating like half of our steaks. We brought the rest home. I ate it for dinner last night. It was awesome.
It's such a... I always feel like I have to finish it.
So then we get a... Then they're like, you want dessert? And then we're like, we got tea. We got dessert. We split a dessert, which was like their homemade Snickers cake.
Yeah, yeah. We had some of that.
Dude, that shit was good, man. And as soon as I saw my wife, she's the best. She's listening to the lady describe the desserts. And as soon as she's being very polite and listening, and as soon as she mentions the Snickers thing, I see my wife's one eyebrow kind of go up, like, and I was like, well, that's what she's ordering. It was so funny. It tasted great. And then basically what happened was, is because I work for a high-tech company, what happens is on Pesach and on Rosh Hashanah, you get a gift.
Voucher, yeah.
So the way they do it is they say, they're like, here's 30 different things you can choose from. So I ended up choosing the restaurant voucher. And it was a lot of money. And we ended up eating all that food. And they came back. They're like, look, we can't give you change because that's not how any of this works. Like, you haven't hit your thing. So we're just going to throw in an extra bottle of fancy mineral water and you're on your way. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Like, then they couldn't give you back 7 jackals?
12.
Oh, they couldn't give us fucking back. No, they don't.
They don't. That's not how those vouchers don't give change.
No, 100%. But it's like funny that like then they would
just
otherwise
charge... I'd go order a Coke and then have them give me cash.
Right.
And then they're Pepsi. Fuck you, Pepsi. I should have gone across the street to buckets of shit. The food's lousy, but they serve a Coke. Is there anything more disappointing? I'll have a Coke. And they always, by the way, they always apologize.
Yeah.
They know. They know they done fucked up. Okay? So she's like, is Sprite okay? And I'm like, that's fine, thank you. And in my brain going, I guess it's gonna have to be. You know, I need a cola.
Here's the thing. Is Pepsi that bad?
No, it's not. It's fine. But I prefer Coke for whatever reason. I'm sure. If you put Coke and Pepsi in front of me and I had a blind taste test, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Because the one time I tried it when I was 10, I couldn't tell the difference. I'd like to think my palate's a little bit more sophisticated now.
Well, you enjoyed the bone marrow and you loved it so much in your fish carpaccio. So one could assume that perhaps at
well,
this point...
Well, there was a little vegetable in the fish carpaccio that I couldn't quite identify. And when she took the bite, I was like, what was that little thing? Was that like a radish? She's like, yeah, white radish. I was like, oh, cool. So I knew what that was. Go yeah. me. What I didn't know was there's a spice called like Ra's al Ghul. Do you know what that is? What's it called? Ra's al Hanout. Do you know what that is?
No,
I don't either.
If you eat it, you live forever.
But it was in a thing. Yeah, I think you have to dip in the Lazarus pool as well. But
is that like a Lazarus dressing in my Ra's al pool?
Ra's al Hanout or something.
What is it?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. So I just saw it that it existed, and then I was like, okay. But it was a great restaurant. Shout out to Canaan. Feel free to sponsor our show. We'll come in as
we
can. And then I told my cousin, I got a cousin, her and her husband, come to visit Israel once a year. And they love to eat out at fancy restaurants. And the best part is they love to take us with them to eat out at fancy restaurants. So I was like, I got one for you.
Do I got a place for you?
Where I really want to go is, what's it called? Lumina. It's a place called Lumina. Have you heard of Lumina?
My problem right now with the restaurants is I think I have this new thing, and I'm going to make it a thing. I refuse to eat at a restaurant that's called meat.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
those
if
new...
you have a shitty name for your restaurant, I'm not going there anymore.
Canaan is okay?
Canaan's fine. What is Canaan? I don't know what the fuck that is. Like,
What about Lumina?
Lumina's great, but I'm not eating at Meat and Wine. Eating at Meat and Wine. I'm not eating
tell
at...
You something.
There's a new place that opened up that people are talking about called Lechem Basar.
Yeah.
Fuck you. No,
okay.
No.
I haven't eaten
Put
there.
Put some more thought
but
into your
I
name.
I gotta tell you something.
Meat and Wine?
I have eaten at Meat and Wine twice. And it's terrific.
I don't care.
It's terrific.
Well, they're not getting my business. They're not creative enough.
I'm sure they'll be fine without you.
There was a post that I had on Twitter that I posted on Twitter maybe 2 months ago. Today, popped up. Somebody liked my post.
So somebody's been flipping through your stuff.
I clicked.
Did you hashtag it?
I clicked on the person, right? And the you know on Twitter they have the cover photo, right? It was a naked ass. It was a naked ass, and the picture of the person on the Twitter was this really hot girl in a bikini.
Yeah, so she's catfishing.
No, 100%. But I responded to the like by going, man, I hate when hot women follow me on Twitter. They just want me for my wit and imagination.
That's funny.
Because they do.
First of all, that woman is a dude from like Belarus. So
awesome.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
Well, he liked one of my episodes of Rock for Rookies.
What's crazy is to think that how many people fall for that. Right?
Well, I'll tell you what the difference was between this person's Twitter and other ones that I've seen that are also catfishing. Usually it's just like one girl following 30,000 people who's really hot, and she has like a couple hundred following her, right? And it's also like, check out this link.
Right.
The link. This girl's thing was just, there were no links to sites. It was just her going, yo, that's so true. True dat. Thanks for the follow. You're awesome. But there was no like follow through to something else.
I don't know.
I heard that an Instagram model got kidnapped this week. Did you hear about this?
No.
So an Instagram model who has a manager and shit, right? She got, there was a whole business thing going on for a while, and she went to Italy to go do a photo shoot. And then she got to Italy, and she went to a hotel, and then she got a cab to the place that she was supposed to go to. She walked into the house, and there were 5 guys with masks, and they kidnapped her.
Where is she now?
And then she was tied up and put in a pink vinyl suit in a trunk in a bag, and they took her to a place where they tied her up and they were like, nah, fuck you, we're gonna sell you to the slave market and shit. And they wanted like $300,000 ransom.
Okay.
And then after like a week, they started going, oh my god, we screwed up, she's a mom, how did we not know she was a mom, we should never do this to moms, we're wrong. And then one of them unmasked and took her to the police station and brought her back.
And then they all got caught?
No, and only that one has been caught, and he hasn't given up the others. But apparently this thing was, like, in the war. For months, they were gonna, you know, setting up this kidnapping.
They were following her?
Right. And the thing is that she... So some people are like, the fact that she posted all these pictures with her daughter saved her from all the horrible stuff that was gonna happen to her.
Maybe.
But on the other hand, they're like, wait a minute, if they were planning this for months...
How did they not...
How did they not fucking see all the pictures with her as a mom? Well, like, so, like, maybe they think it's like a... So some people are like, oh, it's just a fake try to get her...
She's lying?
Yeah, like it's just something that was set up.
There was a story about an adult film star years ago. I remember hearing this, like... It was one of the, like... You ever listen to Howard Stern's show?
I have heard snippets of it while in America when he was on Z100,
I think. So for me, it was like one of the four times I've actually listened to his show. And he was telling this story about there's this porn star who he was friendly with, who had been on his show a bunch of times. Anyway, comes out, she's got horrible, inoperable brain cancer. She's going to die momentarily. Everybody's really upset because they like her and this and that. And then, like, one day she's like, well, all the crystals worked and my brain cancer's gone. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And then she, like, miraculously was cured. And everybody's like, we think she's lying. And she was just kind of a mess.
Oh, man. So wait, so, and he was saying on the show that
he was
also
just
thinks
trying,
she's
he was
a mess?
Trying to figure out what the deal was. And he's like, I can't understand it. It
do you
must
think,
be,
do you
she
think
must be lying, but I don't really have the proof, but then I know her boyfriend and this and that. They were just trying to unpack the story.
It must be weird when you're a celebrity and then you have celebrity friends who are known for talking, and then you're just like, hey, this shit happened to me in my life, and then there are people who question you. Who are friends. Like, when you're a celebrity, it must be really hard to make friends with people that aren't celebrities.
Nobody
right?
questioned her when she said she was sick. They questioned her when, like, a week later, she was like, I'm cured miraculously.
A week later.
Month later. It wasn't a long amount of time. They were like, stage four, she's gonna die any minute. A miracle happened.
That's weird. Of course it's weird, but if it's not weird, again, you kind of have that whole, like, why don't people believe me? Like, do you think it's difficult having to only be friends with celebrities?
No. I just think that at some point that's your life. Especially if you think about people, who were have been famous longer than they've been not famous, right? Look at a guy like Will Smith. He's basically been famous since he was
Johnny,
in high school.
Johnny, you and I are best friends, right?
Right.
I get to see you all the time.
Right.
Could you imagine only getting to make friends with people who you only see three times a year? You know what I mean?
Well, but that's
you become
thing, like...
really close with people that you work on in a movie. And then you only see them two or three, four times a year after that.
Right, but when you see them, you're in, like, you're cave diving in the, you know, in Greece or the Greek Isles together, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I was watching Nathan Fillion was on vacation this week, and he was posting fun pictures of, like, crazy shit that he was doing.
Right, so there's that, but, like, also, some of these people are neighbors. Like, Adam Carolla and Vince Vaughn are neighbors, and they see each other all the time, and they're buddies now. But
because
also,
they moved in next to each other, but how buddy-buddy were they before that?
They knew each other.
They knew each other, but it's like, so it's like, you
Jimmy
literally
Kimmel.
Have to become friends. You have, first of all, they all have to be nice to each other, right?
No, they don't, but fine.
Like, because then you're all up in the news, this guy, what a douche, but, anything that you say ever.
But I think that some, I mean, do you think
it's like,
that,
I feel like you, when you become a celebrity, you lose a little bit of your humanity.
For sure you do.
You lose a little bit.
Justin Bieber is still friends with his best friend from high school?
I think he wasn't in high school when he became famous.
Do you think that his one of his good friends, any of his boys from when he, did he ever have boys? Was he ever like, who does he hang out with?
Everybody in his crew now is black, so.
Yeah, but that's the thing, like, he populates his crew with the people he wants to populate it with. It's not like, how could you make friends with Justin Bieber? You can't. You've got to be employed by him in some way or be a celebrity on his level.
Well, there's a really cool story about one of the guys from Screen Junkies who has become best friends with The Rock, Nick Mundy.
Yeah, and he officiated his wedding.
Right, The Rock officiated his wedding, and The Rock always tweets back at him, and every time that The Rock's in town and he's promoting a thing. They always send Nick Mundy, you know? But that's not a real... Is that a real... I mean, he officiated his wedding.
Yeah, that's a real friendship.
It's a real friendship?
That's a real friendship. To officiate a guy's wedding, that's a big deal. It's a big keyboard.
It is. I mean, yeah, it is. But the fact that... But here's the question. Did The Rock do it because... I mean, The Rock could have just said, I'm really sorry, I can't do it. And they wouldn't have tweeted, hey, The Rock's an asshole, because they would never have expected him to do it to begin with.
Right. You think The Rock is just...
Have you ever seen the video?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the one where they first met and it was super awkward when they became friends. It's super... like, the Nick Mundy's like, oh, something to do with a hot dog. And he's like, here, touch my hot dog. And The Rock was like, what the fuck is this interview? And, like, they became weird friends because of it. It was like...
I was watching a Nardwar interview the other day, and some guy... It was a newer one. And some guy... The guy on it was like, yo, dude, I've been waiting to be interviewed by you for... 2 years, man. I can't believe I'm here. I'm so excited. This is great. And then the guy was like, and then Nardwar's like, so your second grade teacher, Mrs. Johansson, was like, and he's like, what? It's like, Nardwar, are you crazy?
And I don't know. I was just like, I feel like at some point you just lose a bit of your humanity.
For sure.
Because
for sure you
forced,
do.
You're forced to be with people that you don't necessarily want to be with.
Yeah, do you think, the thing that I wonder is, who, like, do these guys have civilian friends? Do they? Like, does Brad Pitt have civilian friends? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I know for a fact, though, that, like, Adam Carolla has told the story where when Jimmy Kimmel was, like, before they were famous, Jimmy Kimmel was like, all I want to do when I'm famous is hang out with Huey Lewis. From Huey Lewis in the News. I want to be friends with Huey Lewis. Got famous, made friends with Huey Lewis, they go fly fishing in Montana together.
Okay, so here's a question for you. No sports. No sports.
Okay.
Like, no capes.
All right.
Celebrity that you want to become friends with. No sports.
Celebrity?
Celebrity.
Like, how famous? Any one of
the... The only caveat that I put... Caveat?
Yeah.
The only caveat I put on it is no sports. You can have authors or comic book guys or movie stars or singers.
Oh, I'm already friends with Yahel. I'm friends with Ulrich Schnauss. I'm good.
Richer.
And more famous?
More famous.
The guys from Orbital.
The guy that's who you want.
It would
be
musicians.
With?
It would be musicians for sure.
For sure?
Yeah.
Cool.
Otherwise it would be race car drivers. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
All right, let's go through some
kinda,
of the music.
I kind of like... I want it to be someone...
Speaking of artists, by the way, one of the artists...
I don't want to be disappointed. You know what I mean? Like, I want to pick someone, but I feel like whoever I pick... You know who I want to be friends with? I want to be friends with Ryan Reynolds.
I want to be friends with...
I feel like he would be fucking hilarious to hang out
with. I want to be friends with Katie Lang.
Because you know he reads comic books now.
Does
he? He's got to. Because I'll tell you what, I hate it... When an artist or a movie star is like, oh, I'm going to be playing blah, 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 blah. That's amazing. Oh, yeah, I always loved his comics as a kid. No, you didn't, or you would have been a nerd and everybody would have beat you up because you're old enough to have gotten beaten up.
Yeah, except
and you're
that
too
he's
good looking.
So good looking.
Like, you know, Ben Affleck, I don't know if he's ever said Ace because, like, his
I don't know who Carla Coates is. Who's Carla Coates?
Where? What the fuck are you talking about?
Talia Wolf says she's friends with Carla Coates. I don't know who
from,
that is.
From Butcher Babies. One of the lead singers of the Butcher Babies.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, fucking Talia's best friends with one of the Butcher Babies.
That's
it's amazing.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, but she's busy, and we know. And I try very hard not to push Talia to
get her to for you to interview her.
No, it's not. I've never even asked for an interview. For me, I more want Talia to push walkways onto Butcher Babies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Devin Townsend is coming to Israel. Talia, I don't know if you know this, but Devin Townsend is coming to Israel. One of the most famous metalheads in the world. And Walkways is opening for them. And Walkways opened for Lacuna Coil when they were here. And fucking awesome. And Walkways and the Butcher Babies need to fucking take him on tour with them. They've never been on a European tour.
Mm-hmm.
They just played at the...
That big festival.
Did you see any of the videos from that?
But
I'm going to shout this one out now. The 25th, the 26th, Saturday night, whichever one is the 25th or 26th, there is a metal concert in Tel Aviv, and everybody listening in is super welcome to...
And we'll be there.
And we will be there. There's a metal show, and it's going to be fucking awesome, and you have to all come. 25th, sorry, I didn't see that.
Walkways are an excellent band.
Excellent. Ty, yes. Yes, and Talia, but you have to come with us to Walkways. You have to come.
They live in Antonia now. They're not
coming. She's going to come because she promised me.
Okay, we got one more thing.
So I was going to say, the other person I kind of want to hang out with a little bit, obviously, is Jack Black.
Yeah, of course.
I just assume if we touched, we'd both implode because we couldn't
occupy the same space. What about Jeff Bridges?
Oh, shit. I just want to... You know what, Jeff Bridges? I want to hang out with Jeff Bridges, but I don't want to talk to him. You know what I mean? Like, I want him to sit on a taller chair, and I want to be on a smaller chair next to him.
Be like, can I just hold your hand for a little bit?
I just want him to, like, read me a story or some shit.
Okay, you know who I want to be friends with? Regis Philbin.
Of course you do.
I love Regis. For those of you out there who don't know...
I feel like you would get a little tired of it. Johnny! Yeah. Johnny! Pass the salt, Johnny!
I can't describe it. I love Regis Philbin. I've always have. Regis, if you're out there, you're my boy. Okay, this week on the... This is the last thing we're going to do, then we're going to fuck off into the night, as Greg Proops likes to say. We did a song challenge this week. It was a song to walk down the aisle to. We're going to run through some ideas some people had, and we're going to share them with you. I started things off, and of course, my first suggestion was the song Raining Blood.
Which I played tonight on the pre-show.
Right.
Because I was sort of kind of... I feel like we could easily find a cello tribute, four-string tribute to Slayer. That's got to exist somewhere. Like a nice cello version of Raining Blood by Slayer. It exists somewhere out there.
Then I did a serious one, and this is a shout-out to my boy, Alex Stillhead.
Did you see he commented on
the podcast? He commented. We're going to get to that in a second.
That's amazing.
We're going to get to that in a second. Shout-out to Stillhead. I posted his song Sunrise, which is an incredible... Did you listen to him any chance?
Okay, here's the thing. I only went through all of them this evening.
Did you play it?
I couldn't play different because it was a fucking SoundCloud file and not YouTube, so I couldn't do it.
Then Ellie Black, Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
Okay, I think... That 90% of the people who posted...
We're fucking joking. It's my fault because I set the tone with Raining Blood by Slayer, but I had to do it so that nobody else could. Because I didn't want somebody else to do that because that's mine. That's not your words. Those are our words. All right. Ellie Black then posts No Woman, No Cry, which I guess would be great for a gay wedding. Then Dr. Delight did The Sound of Silence, the Disturbed version.
But I wasn't sure if that was a joke or not.
Yeah, because it's a slow song.
It's a slow, beautiful song.
But it's
all
sad song, so I don't
know. I was confused.
Then Emily posted Sounds of Silence, also the Simon and Garfunkel version.
That was the version that I actually ended up playing in the show. Not because I don't love the Disturbed one. I do love the Disturbed one. It's just I hadn't heard the original in a long time, and I kind of want to play that one.
Then we've got Dr. Delight with Jason Mraz, Love Someone. It's a love song. Very boring. Daya
was also a joke. That was a joke one.
Which one? Daya was a joke. Yeah. It was a bad song.
Well, it's called?
There's No Turning Back.
No Turning Back. Get out of it now.
Okay, then shout out to our friend Aviva who's getting married. She's like following because she's looking for songs.
Okay.
Then
we recommend the string tribute to Slayer.
You know what? I'm not reading that because he didn't even post the link. Screw that. Daniel Weber posted something in Spanish. It was a nice enough song. I don't know what it means, so I don't know if it was a joke.
Okay, so here's the thing. I wanted to play that song on the show because I listened to it, but it had like a minute and a half intro, and I was like, I can't download this song. Right. I can't do that.
Also, I was trying to listen to it at work, and I'm like, people are naked on the thing.
My daughter was right next to me, and I told her she couldn't watch any more TV today, so she always tries to get in on whatever I'm doing on the computer. I'm like, I can't. I gotta fast forward.
I was listening to... There's an artist I like. His name is Paul Keeley. He's a Progressive House producer. And I found a mix of his like greatest hits on YouTube, and I was listening to it this week, but the picture on it was just a girl's butt. And I was like, damn it. So I have to open up a blank tab and just leave it open, leave the blank tab over it. Fine. All right.
It's funny because sometimes you're like, when you choose an album cover, though, like, what would you want to put on your album cover? Just like a cool image? Because then I look at some girl's butt and I'm like, this is the sound of butt. Yeah. Like what? That. What is the girl's
Am I supposed to want to hump that? Is that the music?
Is
that
it music to hump to?
No, it's
because
not.
Then you're like the obvious. Because I've been listening to, you know, you listen to any of Johnny's tangent conversations we've been doing with all these electronic artists, and they're all talking about, yes, well, I'm trying to get the sounds of the city. Why is there an S on your cover, man?
Right, so what I would do is if I was making a mix and making a video out of it, every time the song would shift, it would be the cover of whatever album the song itself was on. Fine, moving right along.
Do you remember when we used to do the album challenges? Where you, when you do a, to make your own album cover.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
Where you, like, click on Wikipedia's, what was it? It's like...
You click on Flickr's automatic regenerator of daily photos. And
I feel like nobody uses Flickr anymore.
Then you pick one of those. Then you go to this quote generator thing, and you pick this one quote. And then you go to the Wikipedia random page generating, that's the name of your band. It always ends up just sounding like a random indie band.
Mine was amazing. My horses, my stallions of something, something.
That's
it
cool.
Pops up on Facebook all the time. It's amazing. All right,
so then our buddy John posts the Rainbow Connection by the Muppets and then the Polyphonic Spree.
There were two votes for the Rainbow Connection.
Yeah, I saw that. Then somebody suggested Coldplay. I'm not
going
to talk
about
that.
Okay, here's the thing about Abigail, okay? She posted for the Coldplay. And I saw your comment, and it was very polite. It was very polite. My guess is she doesn't know the rules.
She doesn't.
It was an innocent mistake.
You know, and of course...
She didn't do it to be mean.
You know who liked it, of course? Yoshio Mendo. All right, then Afternoon Delight, Shira Wolf posts that. Batman the Animated Series, there's Yoshua.
I play that one.
Morbid Angel, God of Emptiness by Gal Neve, I got a bone to pick with you. That song is terrible. That was garbage, okay? That was garbage, and you're better than that, okay? And there's way better heavy
it's
metal to listen to.
Progressive death metal.
There's nothing good about it. There was nothing appealing in any way about it.
But Johnny, listen to the whole thing. I just played it on the show, but...
Then my boy...
Dream Theater's coming to Israel
they're
again.
They're playing
He's
their
very
full
excited.
Album, Images and Words, and then their encore is to Change of Seasons. Oh my God, we gotta go. I gotta go. Just saying. God, I'll go with you if you want. Then, shout out to Stillhead. Stillhead chimed in, and he
one of the guys that Johnny interviewed went ahead and joined the song challenge on our Facebook page. That
Alex,
is awesome.
Shout out to you.
Thank you.
Herb Alpert, The Guy's in Love with You. Very pretty song. Moving on to I Can Wait Forever by Simple Plan. My cousin's husband, Shmuel, posted that one.
Played that.
Marva Grossman, I don't know who you are, but thanks for doing it, chiming in. Are We in Trouble Now by Mark Knopfler? Sorry, it was boring. Hallelujah, Acoustic Instrumental by Shoshana Miskin Perez. That's perfect example of the perfect song for the perfect time.
Did you walk down the aisle to, for reals?
Me, personally?
To the aisle.
The Ecstasy of Gold by Ennio Morricone.
Okay, cool.
It was an inappropriate choice, and I regret it. Thank
Leo
you.
Leo just sounded too good, or...
No, I thought I was cool. I should have picked something else. It was inappropriate for me to do that. I believe that now. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Melissa. Okay, next, Carly with the Imperial March. That's cute. I'm sure that's been done before as well.
I didn't play it on the show because it was too much to edit, and the end of it was just a bunch of people cheering for 3.5 minutes.
And finally, Hagar Levy with
The Doors.
The End by The Doors.
Yeah.
I guess you're going to be walking down the aisle for 11 minutes. That is going to be one long thing. And then Rainbow Connection again. Thank you so much. You guys are great. Peace. We're going out tonight.
Thank
That's
you
it.
So
We're
much,
done.
Guys. This has been a little tiny episode of Tangent Podcast.
Not so tiny. We still went for 90
no,
minutes.
No, we went for an hour.
Okay,
that
fine.
Was because
whatever.
Of the play, whatever. We'll be back in about 2 weeks. There'll be no show next week. A little tear. Johnny's going to be in America. I will be very, very, very sad, but I feel like it's karma because I left him for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
as well.
It's fine. We'll be back. We'll go. We'll do some shows. You'll be here. We'll be here. It's all good in the hood.
And as always, there are plans, and we're planning shit. And
none of which.
We're planning shit.
I sent an interview request to somebody who would be great for this show,
and
they're like, we like to stay behind the scenes. We respectfully decline. You know that website?
Hey,
at
least
to,
they fucking responded.
You know that website I go to all the time that for Chicago violence statistics?
Yeah.
I texted them, and I was like, hey, you guys want to talk to us a little bit? They're like, not really, but thank you. We respectfully decline your invitation.
Well, that was very nice.
So shout out to the guys at Hey Jackass. Thanks for writing back. You guys are cool, and keep up the good work. You're doing the Lord's work. That's going to do it it for us here. All right. Intercession Peace. Camp Daddy Podcast Episode 2. I'm Johnny.
I just called it Episode 29.
Alongside Mike.
Peace, guys.
Peace out.